When farm worker Jose Gonzalez Cardenas can't find work, he heads to the Westside Pool Hall in Mendota. These days, everyone here is talking about the state's drought.
If there's no water, we're not going to have work.
Gonzalez is among thousands of valley farm workers who could be out of work this summer if the extreme drought persists. In Mendota, a western Fresno County community that revolves around agriculture, the lack of farm water will touch nearly everyone. Inside the pool hall, Raul Barajas sinks his final ball. He's a truck driver and is concerned that without water, there will be little produce for him to haul north to Oregon and Washington.
We haul melon, nectarines, grapes, oranges.
He recalls that during the last drought in 2009, many trucks remained parked and there was lots of competition for the limited long hauls. That year, Mendota's unemployment topped 40%, and struggling farm workers stood in long food lines. The valley as a whole lost about 6,000 farm jobs during that last drought, according to a recent report from University of the Pacific. And with water even scarcer this year, the impacts on jobs and the entire Mendota community could be worse. City Council member Joseph Rio Frio is this pool hall's owner. He hasn't seen the drought's impact on jobs, but
I'm seeing the effect from people's attitudes and the way people are projecting what the future might hold in the summer months and the uncertainty and the worries that go along with whether or not they're going to work.
Maria Rivera feels that anxiety. In Mendota, known as the cantaloupe capital of the world, Rivera already knows that she won't have work in the melon fields this summer.
The company I work for has already told its employees that they're only going to plant one field.
In a typical year, she says, the company plants more than 60 fields. If the water situation doesn't improve, she says her family might need to seek work somewhere else.
Right now, we don't know. If there's no work, we might decide to go somewhere else. If there's no work, what are we going to do?
Down the street at La Fiesta Meat Market, Aurelio Duran eats a steaming bowl of caldo. He's unemployed now and is concerned that he'll find little work cutting and packing alfalfa.
Alfalfa needs to be irrigated every month. It's going to need a lot of water.
He knows the drought and the lack of farm jobs will be rough on the entire Mendota community. Without work, he says, people struggle to pay their rents and
they don't have money to buy food. It affects the businesses and everything.
The city government and local agencies are already bracing for the drought's impact on Mendota, home to about 11,000 people. Joseph Rio Frio again.
We're the facilitators that need to coordinate how people are going to get food and how they're going to get help paying their light bill. There's so many problems that come with being in this part of California and being dependent on agriculture.
He says the current drought will only worsen the poverty that plagues the community, even when water is plentiful. He wonders aloud why, in such an agriculturally rich region, there's not more of a safety net in place for the people who grow and pick our produce.
It's a billion-dollar engine out here. And how can that be happening here? How can such dire effects, you know, be happening in this community in the richest ag county in the world?
Last month, the State Department of Water Resources dropped the State Water Project allocation to zero. Westland's Water District, which delivers Central Valley Project water to fields near Mendota, says it's also likely to receive a 0% allocation. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.